You're about to hear another teaching on Praying for Our Nation by Bill Arsenal, pastor of FaithWorks Center, just west of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. You will hear about how taking responsibility for praying for our nation, we can help establish the kingdom of God in Canada. Now let's get right to the teaching.
Greetings, good to be with you again today. Well, it seems like there's been a lot happened in the last week. We've had the election, of course, now is over with, and there's quite a change in the government of our nation. Of course, the Stephen Harper government now having a majority to rule and govern in the nation of Canada, and many would be very pleased with that taking place. Others would have mixed feelings about it, and others would be quite upset that the Harper government has now been given a place of majority. And of course, there is all kinds of feelings behind the results of the election, however. It's like Robert Stanfield said many years ago that the electorate is never wrong. And so we in this nation, we have a government that is democratic. And so we do have to respect the democratic decisions of what has taken place. And of course, Stephen Harper has every right to feel that he has been given a mandate to govern according to the lines that he has been sharing over the last while. It's going to be a very interesting time in the nation of Canada, in Ottawa, over the next number of months and years, when considering the NDP has got more seats than they've ever had before, and many of the MPs that will be going to Ottawa will be people who, without any experience at all, and in fact, some very, very young. See, there's one NDP MP now from Quebec who, when he got in on Monday, was not even 20 years old, but That will be quite an experience for a young man like that. And there'll be two ways to go about it, of course. There'll be either he will take advantage of it and learn from those who have been up there and learn much if he can get a good mentor to mentor him. And of course, there are many others who will have no experience at all as well. And they will be going into an arena that they know very little about. And so it's going to be very important for us to continue to pray for those who have been elected, for those who will now be influential in the government of our nation. And I believe people who are quickly promoted to places of high esteem can quite often have a tendency to get into a place of haughtiness, or a spirit of pride can get in there very clearly. And it is important for us to pray that they'll be able to come against the temptation to be caught up in this area of pride. You know, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And again in Proverbs 11:2, it says, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. And again in Proverbs 18:12, it says, and before honor is humility. It seems from the scripture itself, it tells us over and over again that those who walk in the spirit of pride will be humbled, and those who will take on a spirit of humility and walk in humility will be exalted. So as the people go to Parliament, go to the Ottawa this summer and begin their government duties, there'll be many things that they have to deal with in this whole area of pride. It'll be one amongst many. And also, I mentioned that concerning many of the new people who will be going up to Ottawa, many in the NDP, but also ones in the Conservative Party as well, and not only the new ones, but those who have been around there for a long time, and they have been wanting a majority, they've been desiring to have a greater play in the nation's politics and so forth, and some of them, you know, this is something that they've fought for years. And that they will have temptations as well to be caught up with a haughty spirit to say, look, now we've done it. We've done what we claimed we could do, and take on a haughty spirit as well. And so even for our government, it is very important for us to be praying into that, to be able to help that God will send them wisdom and insight in order to walk in humility. Because, you know, a government with authority, a government with power, one of their primary focuses must be that they learn how to walk in humility, that they walk humbly before God, so that God will be able to minister through them, so that our nation will be able to be blessed with an attitude that God would be pleased with. And so even as the Conservative government begins to take their role to a new level, then that we need to keep praying for those who are in authority, keep praying, keep lifting them up, lifting their family up, asking God to bring them into places so that they're not walking in this whole area of pride. You know, if our government people are walking in this area of haughtiness and do not have regard for the other members of the other MPs that are in Ottawa, then the whole government itself can become to a halt and become very confused, no matter who's in charge. And so it's so important that we recognize this and don't take for granted. And even many Christians will be pleased, of course, with the Harper government getting in. Many Christians believe that they better represent their views, and that's all well and good, but our attitude needs to be that these people must walk in humility. It is crucial that they walk in the humility of the Lord and in the fear of the Lord. Again, Proverbs 29:23 says, "A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor." A man's pride will bring him low. Well, you know, a government's pride can bring them low too. You know, a humble spirit will retain honor. A humble spirit in government will retain the honor of that government. And as they walk through the processes over the next months ahead, there'll be either be a spirit of haughtiness and pride that will be seen, or there will be a spirit of humility and the fear of the Lord that will be seen amongst our nation. So as Christians, let's pray that the fear of the Lord will be something that is obvious to see among the candidates across the land. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 9, Solomon prayed to God and he asked him for wisdom. He said, "Now, O Lord, let your promise to my father David be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this great people of yours?" Solomon had this walk before God at that time in a place of humility, and he asked God for wisdom to be able to govern the nation of Israel. Of course, our prayer for Stephen Harper is that he would walk before God in the same attitude as Solomon when he came before God and said, "Lord, please grant unto me wisdom, because I don't really know how to deal with this nation. All the issues, complications of this nation on my own, I don't know how to deal with them, but I'm asking for wisdom from heaven." And of course, the book of James said, if any man lacks wisdom, that he should ask of the Father who gives to all without partiality. So Prime Minister Harper has the avenue of asking God by faith for wisdom to be able to deal with the situation in our nation today, with the people of the land. And of course, there's many issues across our land that haven't been dealt with properly over the years, and we desire to pray that Stephen Harper will have wisdom in order to deal with the many issues that have been sidelined because of the minority government that we've experienced over the last number of years. And we do pray that God will grant Stephen Harper and his government the wisdom to be able to see the things that need to be accomplished, things that need to be done, that they'll be able to see the good in the areas of what they wanted to promote in the past but were hindered, but also that they'll be able to see clearly if there was some strategies that they were working on that is not in the will of the Lord, is not in under the directive of the Lord, that they would be able to see that and clearly make a change, turn around, and put that to rest. We pray that they would have a heart to hear the Lord, a heart to follow after the Lord's direction rather than their own agenda in these days. And of course, Solomon, in his great wisdom, he constantly declared that it was wisdom from God that was allowing him to be able to rule the people in the way that he desired. We also need to pray in the days ahead as Prime Minister Harper forms his government that God will lead him into putting the right people in the position that they need to be in, because there'll be many people who will, these cabinet will be all changed around now, of course, and there'll be people who will have to step into portfolios that they never have had before, and that they will need wisdom in areas probably that they never really have all, they don't have all that much experience in, and that they'll be learning new things and that there will be challenges presented before them that they're probably not used to. And so Stephen Harper needs to have the wisdom of God in order to know who to put into certain portfolios so that the government would be able to deal with the issues of the land in a very effective fashion. Well, it was around the 1st of February when I started having these prayer clips or these insights into prayer for our nation. And at that time, I said I would probably go about 8 weeks or so in sharing these thoughts about praying for a nation. I felt God had impressed upon me to do these. And at this point in time, I feel this will be my last clip concerning praying for a nation. I hope some of these insights have been helpful to you, and I hope that you are challenged to pray for our nation during this season. Please don't give up in praying for our nation. Continue to hold fast to prayer and believing that the kingdom of God is coming in an ever-increasing fashion upon our nation. And don't forget the House of Prayer, how valuable it is in Ottawa, the National House of Prayer. Please go to their website, nhop.ca, and you will be able to get connected with what's going on at the National House of Prayer. And of course, with our new government, the National House of Prayer will be bringing people in as well to pray for the government and bringing teams in there to pray as the government house meets. They will be asking God to shower upon the government wisdom and insight and so forth, so that our land will be a land that will represent the things of the kingdom of God. The National House of Prayer, of course, is very active in seeing that Christian principles might be given consideration and given a certain notoriety amongst the people in Ottawa. You know, in praying for a nation, it is not the mandate of the National House of Prayer to force or manipulate in any way, shape, or form the Christian principles upon the government body, but they are there to pray that they will, that the people who are in government would be sensitive to the things that God wants them to be sensitive to. In other words, the people of the National House of Prayer are not there to suggest that they know all everything that God wants to be done in the nation of Canada, or that they know all the heart of God when it comes to how to govern. But they are there to pray that God will have his way, that God will be able to influence the government. You know, as Christians, I don't believe that we have all the answers, and certainly in the natural, when it comes to governing our land. And God knows how to bring about his principles. So we need to, when in praying for the government, it's important for us not to be partisan, but to pray that God's will be done within the nation, and no matter what party is in. You know, many of the NDP MPs who are going in there, again, will have very, very little experience when it comes to the positions that they'll be in. And just because sometimes we may not think, as Christians, we may not think that some of their policies are very Christian-centered, it is important that we pray for them. It's important that we honor them. It's important that we pray that God will give them wisdom on how to govern wisely, that God will be able to minister to them, that they'll experience the love of God while they're there, that they'll not be shunned because of preconceived ideas of where their values would be, but to pray for them and hold them up before God, that they'll be blessed, that their families will be blessed, that they will get a glimpse of what the love of God is all about, even during their time in Ottawa. And again, this is part of the mandate of the National House of Prayer, that they want to show the MPs of all stripes that they're cared for, they're prayed for, they bring before the Lord any needs that they would want to be prayed about. Of course, the National House of Prayer are not opposed to praying to any of the members of Parliament, and that they, from time to time, ask all the members of Parliament, what are some of the things that you would like us to pray about? And so I believe this is the attitude as Christians that we need to constantly hold before God, praying for all the members of Parliament that Jesus Christ would be hailed as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over our nation. He is the one who deserves to have the sovereignty over our nation. Jesus Christ, he is coming again, and he's coming back for a people who are living a life of faith, not merely a life of religion, but a life of faith, believing that he will come back one day for a people who have paid the price to declare Jesus Christ as Lord over our nation. Jesus will return. He's coming back again, and he's looking for nations that are busy advancing His kingdom.
I hope you have enjoyed this segment of Praying for Our Nation. If you'd like to hear past Praying for Our Nation teachings or other messages from our ministry, you can go to faithworkcenter.org and click on the appropriate icons. That's faithworkcenter.org. Also, you are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at Faithwork Center, 1288 Loyalist Road. Have a wonderful day and remember Jesus' words, with God, all things are possible.